Over the Christmas holidays, a series of letter bombs addressed to European Union officials raised alarm throughout Europe. All the letters were mailed from the Italian city of Bologna, and a shadowy anarchist movement claimed responsibility. For decades, Bologna was the citadel of the Italian left and the target of attacks by violent ultra-right-wing terrorists. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has this report.
The first incident took place on December 21st when two crude incendiary devices blew up in a garbage can near the home of EU Commission President Romano Prodi, a Bologna native. Over the next 2 weeks, packages containing small amounts of explosives were sent to Prodi's home, to the office of the President of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, to European MPs in Brussels and Manchester, England, and to European judicial and police agencies located in The Hague. None of the letter bombs caused serious injuries, but they prompted European officials to form a multinational task force that will investigate the wave of mail attacks. Prosecutor Morena Plazzi is in charge of the investigation in Bologna.
Il reato per cui procediamo è quello di attentato con finalità terroristiche.
The crime we are pursuing is violence with terrorist aims. These crimes have not caused serious injuries, but the goal is to create tension and fear, and this comes under the heading of terrorism.
A previous wave of letter bombs that caused more serious injuries took place in 2001, just ahead of the G8 meeting in Genoa that led to heavy clashes between police and anarchist groups from all over Europe. The group claiming responsibility for the recent anti-EU parcel bombs calls itself the Informal Anarchist Federation, not to be confused with the better-known Italian Anarchist Federation, which condemned the mail attacks as counterproductive. No one has been arrested. Prosecutors believe the group numbers not more than 350 throughout Italy and perhaps two dozen in Bologna. Its loose organization makes it hard to identify members, and investigators believe many of their actions are spontaneous. The explosive materials were placed inside books. The package addressed to Prodi was the novel The Pleasure by Gabriele D'Annunzio, the early 20th century right-wing adventurer and poet. Public prosecutor Luigi Persico believes the choice of books shows that the anarchists' aims include mockery.
I believe that in the group there is a technician who knows how to fabricate the letter bombs following the instructions of the anarchist cookbook available on the Internet. But the one who chooses the books is clearly a person who studied. Maybe philosophy, literature, political science, a person who grasps these ironic messages.
Italian Interior Minister Giuseppe Pisano has said there's a risk these new anarchists could form common cause with the new Red Brigades, an offshoot of the urban guerrilla group that terrorized Italy in the 70s. The offshoot is held responsible for the murder of two government economic advisors in 1999 and 2002. But Bologna prosecutors don't see any links. They say the very unstructured nature of anarchism is in contrast with the Marxist hierarchy of the Red Brigades and their belief in the armed struggle against the state. Gianfranco Pasquino, professor of political science at Bologna University, has been closely monitoring the new anarchist groups.
The target is Europe, as the British would put it, is the European superstate. What they do not want is this kind of process of overall political unification.
Pasquino believes that the goal of the letter bombs was to gain visibility and to play on anti-EU sentiment within some sectors of European public opinion, particularly in the north. All the recent letter bombs were mailed from Bologna, a symbol of political terrorism in what were called the Years of Lead, when hundreds of people were murdered. Bologna, which was governed for decades by the Italian Communist Party, was the target of some of the most violent ultra-right-wing terrorist attacks, including the 1980 train station bombing that killed 85 people. Prosecutor Luigi Persico was involved in all the terrorist investigations of the last few decades, and he remembers when Bologna, like the rest of Italy, was on the front line of the Cold War.
Era quegli anni in cui avvenivano fenomeni molto misteriosi.
It was a time when very mysterious things happened. There was ultra-right-wing and ultra-left-wing terrorism. These were events that scholars later put under the heading strategy of tension. We later discovered that in some cases there had been serious manipulations. I testified in court against several Italian Secret Service members who were then found guilty and convicted.
Today, with the end of the Cold War, Persico says the situation is completely different. There's no danger, he says, of manipulation of terrorist groups for domestic political purposes. Prosecutor Morena Plazzi says the main danger today is that Italian anarchists could begin operating more closely with similar groups throughout Europe. She says there are signs already of collaboration between some anarchist groups in Italy, Spain, and Greece. But she rules out the possibility that these anarchists could join forces with Al-Qaeda or similar Islamic terrorist groups active in Italy.
It's known that some hardline members of the new Red Brigades have appealed for cooperation with Islamic terrorists. But as far as the anarchists are concerned, there's an abyss between them and Al-Qaeda.
Plazzi says the anarchists have no fascination whatsoever for Islamic terrorism, whose fundamentalist ideology, she adds, has nothing to do with anarchism. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Bologna.